The Gemara says that when something is done before Hesed, there's a din of Yahari Val Yavar. So the Gemara asks a kasha in Ayin Dad Amud Beis, V'ha Esther for Hesed Havai. Esther was for Hesed, L'char, there should be a din of Yahari Val Yavar. And the Gemara answers that Esther Kaka Oilam, Haisa Esther was Kaka Oilam, and therefore there's no din of Yahari Val Yavar. So Tais asks a kasha over here, D'Bamascha, V'Esther for Hesed Havai, Tema, Dav L'Akshu, Arai, Savai. Why does the Gemara have to only command? Why is the Gemara have to command to the din of Farhesi to ask this kasha? Ask better. It's Gila Arayah. She was married to Mardukhai. She's an Eish Sish. There should be a din of Gila Arayah over even without the din of Farhesi. So why does the Gemara only ask because of Farhesi? I just asked that it was Gila Arayah. It's a kasha that many Rishonim ask. And the Avnei Nezer says a Gvaldi Kateret to this kasha. This is in the Chuvis and Yerdeh Kuf Chav Tes and Eis Gimel. And he says like this. He says that Lulu the Mistafina Lufalfa Bahalacha Pi Azar. It's not that I would be afraid to answer up some of the halacha pi the Zar. He wants to answer this kasha pi Gvaldi Kachinish and the Zar. The Zar says Kayadua that Esther was Ma'ilam not Nival to Achashresh. She never actually had beer with Achashresh, but what happened was an ace happened and she sent a shade, Bimkaima. There was a shade that appeared as a Demus of Isha, and this shade went into Achashresh and looked like Esther, and the shade is what was Nival to Achashresh, but not Esther herself. So Esther was talking never Nival. It was only the shade that was nival, and lefi that, like Avnei Nezer, Taisus Kasha is miyushuv, because the taka was no gila rais over here. She was never nival, and therefore there's no chiyuv to be meis nefesh. And then what becomes the Gemara's kasha to be meis nefesh because of her hesi lechad? There is no bia here at all. So the Taisus says, like Avnei Nezer, even though the shade went in and not Esther, but the island didn't know that. Everyone thought it was Esther. The shade looked like Esther, so in their eyes there was a chil Hashem going on. They thought that there was a davar over here that needs to have a din of yahar v'yavar and outs the chil Hashem. Because it's before Hesia, the Gemara is asking she should have a chiyuv to be meisa nefesh, even though there was no actual bia over here. But not skila rice, that's talking out of kasha, because there was never actually a bia, it was the shade. That's what he wants to say to answer Taisus kasha. And I was thinking, Lefi, this, maybe it can be Yashiv, Taisus kasha, and Megillah as well, that the Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Yigim Beis that Esther would be Tavelis v'Shabbos v'Chekel Shal Mordechai. After she was with Achashverosh, she would go and be Tavel and go to be with Mordechai. So, fact is, a kasha in time of Aloha Hashem Avchan Shal Shadashim Shal B'chol Yom Yisrael Hashem Matzei Etzla. How could she be nival to Mordechai after she's nival to Achashverosh? She's then of Avchan. You have to wait 3 months, and it would it's also for her to do that. And he says, "V'shalom Hashem Meshameshes B'Maych." She was Meshameshes B'Maych, and therefore it was mutter. But if Avni Nezer L'chay the kasha is miyushal because the taka was never a bia with Achashverosh. It was only it looked like it because the shade was nival, but not Esther, and therefore there was no din of Chana here at all. And that would be Yashiv Taisus is kasha, and Taisus doesn't answer this. L'chay is gone l'shitasei from what he asks over here by us, and does not answer that like Avni Nezer. Taisus obviously didn't want to learn the Gemara Alpi Vizayir, and l'shitasei he has the kasha over there as well. But if Avni Nezer, L'chay both of these kashas of Taisus would be miyushal.